My name is Daniela Valle, and I'm out here because we're pushing to dismantle the white systems that got our teacher kicked out. He's the only teacher I think I've seen in my 4 years at North that has impacted and done things without going, like, without the school's help. So he took us to UNC. He got us to write a poem book. He took us to the Capitol, all without funding from the school, and the school has been taking credit for that. But they can push him out of North and not rehire him next year, and I think that's really messed up. Wolf tried to say that, Wolf, the principal, tried to say that he had no part in pushing him out, and it was all the personnel committee, so I think he also needs to take some credit for what is happening, because he's the principal, you know, he has accountability. And yeah, we're just pushing to see another educator that's brown. He's one of the only brown educators he is the only brown educator in the English department at our school. So yeah, and he's the reason why he got, I think, not rehired is because he rocks the boat a little too much, and he speaks out against whiteness that is toxic, and yeah.
My name is Isaac, and what brought me out here today is because he's my teacher. Now I'm here to support him. He's been like an older brother to me. Like, he was like real respectful, and he had a great bond with every student.
I'm Gia Valverde, and I'm here because it's really important for our students to go to school and see people that look like them, you know, teaching them things, you know, somebody that they can relate to. We have a teacher shortage going on right now, and we need people of color, teachers of color, men of color in the classrooms, you know, as examples for our students.
Kate Martin, Denver Classroom Teachers Association, and we are at La Raza Park waiting for the students of North High School to come down on their march in support of BIPOC educator retention at North High School, specifically the rehire of Tim Hernandez for a position in the English department. Initially, Mr. Hernandez was hired as a traditional teacher. The following year, the position that he had been hired for went away, but the school did not want to lose him, so they offered him a position as an associate teacher to maintain him in the building. I think the best outcome for today is that the students feel heard and that they feel that they have a voice that's taken seriously within the community and within the school district, and especially within North High School.
Martin is actually
going to
start us off with a poem that he wrote.
Can you hear me? They try to silence us, but have yet to succeed. Our voices are the biggest threat to the whiteness they wish to achieve. We are fighting against the decision they made to not rehire Mr. Hernandez. He is the most outstanding teacher North has with such desire. They tell us to stay quiet and don't bring attention to the changes we wish to acquire. But I say, that, and together we are going to prosper higher. As Mr. Hernandez said, through five sons we have remained, and still we shall. Thank you.
And I just want to thank Mr. Hernandez. I love you so much, Mr. Hernandez, and I hate leaving. But I hope you know that you changed my life. And I love you. And that's why I'm fighting for you guys. You guys deserve to have a teacher like him. We are all seniors, and we're fighting for you guys, and we're fighting for him because you guys deserve this. You guys deserve to know real history. You guys deserve to have a voice. You guys deserve everything. If we don't get him back, just know, he will always be in your hearts. And it sucks to say this because we don't know. We don't know. We are here fighting and we still don't know if we're going to win this fight. We will win in our hearts, but we don't know.
I want us to remember. I want us to remember today that schools serve communities. Schools serve students. Schools serve teachers. Schools serve people. We are not numbers. We are not cosmetic diversification. And if you're not willing to fully embrace us, we're going to make you.